We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Zayin, says the Mechaber, Kol Hayotze B'davar She'eino Tachshed, Ve'eino Derech Malbush. Anybody who goes outside with something which is not an ornament, not jewelry, and is also not the way that one regularly wears clothes, V'hotzio K'derech She'regilin L'hotzio Osa Davar, and they carry it out the way which that object is normally carried, chayav. That is something which is aser mida oraisa. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if it is an item which is being worn out the regular way that clothing is worn, then it is not considered to being carried out in the normal fashion, because the normal way which you carry something out is in the hand, not being worn. For example, if one takes a clock out of their home, carrying it, then that would be chayav. But if they tie the cord around themselves, kederech malbush, like one would wear a belt, then they are not chayav. That is not aser midoraisa. It is only aser midrabanan, because it is not being done in the normal fashion that something is carried out. If something is carried out with a shinoi, not in the normal fashion, then it is only aser midrabanan, not midoraisa. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if this was done b'mezid, it was done intentionally, then you are chayav kares. And if it was done b'shogeg, accidentally, then you are only chayav achatas, chayav a karban. The Mishnah Berurah explains that shogeg accidentally means that you forgot that it was Shabbos, or you didn't know that this malacha was aser. However, if you didn't realize that you had an object on you when you walked out of the house, such as you had a tissue in your pocket and you forgot about it and you failed to check beforehand, as we learned earlier in Hilchos Shabbos, that is not considered to be shogeg, because maleches machasheves asver Torah, that in order to be chai of something, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, you have to know that you are actually performing an action. But if you don't even know that you are performing that action, then you are not chai of whatsoever. It would only be aser midrabanan. Continuing in the Mechaber, v'chol tachshit shehu rafui she'efshar lo bakal lipo, aser latzeis bo, v'im yatza pater. Something, an item, an ornament, a piece of jewelry, which is very loose on the body, that it's possible that it will fall off very easily, that is prohibited to go out with midrabanan, and if you went out with it, then it was aser midrabanan. V'isha lo seitze b'tachshitim shadarka l'shalfam, perish l'hasir me'ala ularosam. A woman should not walk out with a piece of jewelry which she will sometimes take off of her body in order to show to someone else how nice it is, because we fear that she might take it off and then carry it, dalan amasen rishus harabim, which is going to be aser mishum ma'avir. We will see later on whether this prohibition of a woman wearing jewelry which she might take off is only prohibited in Rishus HaRabim, or even in a chatzer, or in the home. Therefore, a man should not walk out with a knife, a sword, or a bow and arrow, or any item any item that is not a form of jewelry, one should not walk out with it, and they will be chayav mido raisa if they do walk out with it. But lo b'shiryum v'lo b'kasta v'lo b'magafayim v'im yatza pater shehim derech malbush. But these other items, if one were to walk out with them, since they are a way which is clothing is worn, then they would only be asmi drabanan, as we saw earlier. The Mishnah Berurah points out that there is still an isser of Maris Ayin, that people might think that he is going out to war if he carries any of these items which are generally used in war. Even if they are derech malbush, like some sort of armor, which is worn like clothing, it is still going to be prohibited because of Maris Ayin. Continuing in the Mechaber, v'lo yetze b'tfilim b'nei shetzarech la'asiram k'shayi kanes l'beis ha'knesses. One should not go out with tefillin on Shabbos, because they will have to take them off when they go into the bathroom. So even though it is mutter to wear them, that is not considered carrying, since they're going to have to take them off, which would then be carrying, they should not go out with them on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this must be referring to if it is shelo l'shem mitzvah, that you are not wearing it for mitzvah purposes, because it is prohibited to wear tefillin on Shabbos for mitzvah purposes because of Baal Tosef, because it is not the Zman tefillin, as the Shulchan Aruch states in Siman Lamed Aleph, in Chelak Aleph of the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch says that one is not supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos because it is Lav Zman tefillin. However, this would only be if it is l'shem mitzvah, but if it is not l'shem mitzvah, it would be permitted to wear in the house, but one could not take it out of the house, because when you went to the bathroom, you would have to take it off, and you would then carry dalet amos birshus harabim. V'lo yetzei katan b'minal gadol, d'ilma nafav asil asuye, aval yotzehu b'chalak gadol. A child should not walk out with a large shoe, a shoe which is meant for an older person, because we are afraid that the shoe might fall off, and the child will come to carry the shoe. But he is allowed to walk out with a shirt which is big on him, because we are not afraid that the shirt is going to fall off of him, even though it is a size too large. A person should not go out if they have an injury on one foot. They should not wear a shoe on the other foot, because we are afraid that people might come to laugh at him. If a person does not have an injury on a foot, they should not walk out with just one shoe on their foot, on one foot, because people might come to laugh at him for wearing one shoe, and he might come to take that shoe off and walk around barefoot instead. But if the individual has a injury on one foot, then they are allowed to wear just one shoe on the other foot, because everybody sees that he has an injury on the other foot. They know why he is only wearing one shoe. They won't come to laugh at him, and then this person won't come to take off the shoe either. Sifches lo yetze b'machar hatchuva lo bebigdo bein nekuva bein she'ena nekuva v'im yatze b'nekuva chayev u'b'she'ena nekuva pater v'yesh omrim behefech. The first day in the Shulchan Aruch is that one should not go out with a needle which is stuck into a person's shirt, whether it has a hole in it or not. The needle has a hole in it or not. And if one went out with a needle with a hole in it, they is asar midoraisa. And if it did not have a hole in it, then it is only asar midrabanan. And the second opinion in Shulchan Aruch is that the opposite is true. If it does, if it has a hole in it, then it is only asar midrabanan. If there is no hole, it is asar midoraisa. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it is a machlokas in what is the general way that one wears a needle in their shirt. Some people would wear a needle in their shirt, even in their shirt, not carry it out. If one carries it out with their hand, then it is for sure asar midoraisa, because that is definitely the general way, normal way that one would carry a needle. But sometimes people might carry a needle in their shirt, and the machlokas is whether that is with a needle which has a hole in it or a needle which does not have a hole in it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham that hakol lefi hazman, everything depends on what the normal way of doing it in each individual's time is. And the Mishnah Berurah then adds that if the majority of the world does not generally carry it out in such a fashion, even if the people in one place do carry it out in that fashion, it is still only asar midrabanan, because batal daika etzel kol adam. We say that those people who carry it out in that fashion are batal to the rest of the world, even lakula, even to say that they will only be asar midrabanan in something, even if that is a normal fashion that they carry. Rav Nissen Karelit says that a safety pin is for sure permitted to carry out as part of the baged, because it is batal to the baged, since that is its purpose, is to hold the two parts of the piece of clothing together, so it is for sure permitted to go out with it and not considered to be carrying. The Be'er Halacha gives an excellent summary of these halachas. Something which is not an item of clothing and is not an ornament is considered to be a masli, an object which is carried, and that is prohibited midoraisa to carry out on Shabbos. If one carries it out in not the normal fashion, not the way that one would normally carry it during the week, then that is hotzah kilachar yad, and is only usher midrabanan. An item which is a piece of clothing or an ornament of jewelry is mutter midoraisa to carry out. However, there are some instances where it is still usher midrabanan. If there is a concern that you might take it off and show it to someone, it is usher. If there is a concern that it might fall off because it is loose, that is also asar midrabanan. If there is a concern that people may laugh at you and you might come to take it off, that is also asar midrabanan. If there is a concern of maris ayin, that is also asar midrabanan, such as our case of the items which were used for war. And if it is something which is chotzeitz betfila, if it is something which is chotzeitz betfila, which a woman would not be permitted to wear when she goes to the mikveh, then it is also asar midrabanan, because we are afraid that she might take that off also. Finally, says the Mishnah Berurah, something which is only used to protect from one getting dirty, like something which they cover their clothes with, a hat or something like that, a plastic cover which covers their clothes, then that is also considered to be something which is carrying and not a malbush gamor. And therefore, that too would be prohibited to go out with.